This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden calls it a political stunt. Republican governors are busing migrants to Democratic cities and states.
We have a process in place to manage migrants at the border. We're working to make sure it's safe and orderly and humane. Republican officials should not interfere with that process by waging these political stunts.
The president at the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute gala in Washington. The deadline's November for the new independent legal expert to review the records the FBI recovered from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The AP's Jennifer King.
On Thursday, U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon empowered Raymond Deary to serve as an independent arbiter in the investigation into classified government documents found at Mar-a-Lago in early August. She sent a November 30th deadline for his work. Deary is a former federal prosecutor for the Eastern District of New York and a former chief judge of the federal court based in Brooklyn. He served on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court that authorizes wiretap applications. Judge Cannon continues to block the Justice Department from using the roughly 100 documents with classified markings, saying she did not find it appropriate to accept the government's conclusions without further review by a neutral third party.
In London, a Chinese delegation reportedly has been barred from visiting Queen Elizabeth's coffin at Westminster Hall at the Houses of Parliament. No comment from the House of Commons speaker. The wait for mourners in line to pay their respects to the Queen has been growing. For those in the back of the line, the wait is now 14 hours long, and officials are temporarily stopping people from joining the line. In Ukraine, they're expected to start recovering bodies today from a newly found mass burial site in a forest recaptured from Russian forces. This is near the city of Izium. Hundreds of graves, according to AP journalists who visited the site. This is AP News. Thousands of nurses are back at work at Minnesota hospitals after a three-day strike.
The issues, wage increases and staffing and retention made worse by the pandemic. Some 15,000 nurses at seven healthcare systems in the Minneapolis and Duluth areas walked off the job Monday and returned to work on Thursday. They want a more than 30% wage increase over 3 years. Hospital leaders say that amount is unaffordable, and they're offering a wage increase of 10 to 12%. The Twin Cities Hospital Group says negotiators are expected to return to talks sometime next week. I'm Donna Warner.
Medical centers around the country say fires, flooding, heat waves, and other extreme weather are jeopardizing medical services, damaging healthcare facilities, and forcing patients to flee their hospital beds. That report released by a congressional committee yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.